Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
Speaking of keep it moving, we're going to start with TV shows. I'll read a headline, and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the TV show. What is the most and least relaxing TV shows to watch?
Ooh, I don't know.
Survivor is the most relaxing.
Really?
No, I'm joking. This is my favorite show. The most relaxing TV shows, kind of like to watch before bed. Top three, Mr. Bean, Seinfeld, and number one, Bluey.
Oh, I thought Friends was going to be on there.
Yeah, Parents Everywhere just... Friends did make the list at number six, Hannah, in the top 10. So it wasn't far off. I thought The Office would be there as also a bedtime show. Parents Everywhere just praying Bluey to put their kids to bed.
Exactly.
Like, please, just Bluey works.
Yeah, and I totally understand Mr. Bean. Talks like this.
Oh, yeah. They said the least soothing shows, Hannibal, Sons of Anarchy, and Daredevil, for obvious reasons. Also on their list are like Dexter, The Boys, and Black Mirror, and Grey's Anatomy, probably. The best and worst celebrity tippers.
Ooh, okay, tea.
So here are some of the best ones. Elvis Presley, someone said, he once came in, stayed with some officers, had a meal and a few beers, gave a $5,000 tip.
And that was back in the day. Yeah, so imagine what that was now.
Said he was always throwing money around. Bruce Willis tipped $100 for every drink ever served. So if you got a drink at a bar, gave $100 instead of like a buck or two. Joe Rogan, also considered a really good tipper. Those are the top three biggest tippers. Worst tippers... Jennifer Lopez.
I believe that.
Surprise, surprise.
They said she's eaten at my restaurant many times. She waits and is rude, entitled, and doesn't even tip a penny.
Believe that.
Someone who surprised me, Tina Fey, was demanding, smoked cigarettes at her table even though they asked her to stop, and she gave less than a 10% tip.
Diva.
Really?
Yeah, and the last one, number three on that list, was Dave Chappelle. Bad tipper as well. Water skiing. I'm just going to finish this headline. We don't have no more... information can be given. Water skiing squirrel draws large crowds.
Duh, he's been famous.
Yep, enough said. He's super famous.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
All right, jump in on this and see whose side you are on when it comes to these like neighbors arguing at an apartment complex. Are you allowed to cook whatever you want in your apartment complex, or if it's like really stinky food, should you be considerate that like it's gonna smell up an apartment complex, especially when you live in close proximity? 855-444-6342. Do you need to be considerate of smells that are coming from your apartment into another person's apartment? That's the argument between this group of neighbors here. A couple is getting in trouble for. 855-444-MEGA. This is the letter that they left their neighbor. Your stinky food woke me again at 5:30 in the morning. This has been 2 days in a row that you've cooked very stinky food in the morning. You have been cooking stinky food for months. It's made me nauseous. The stink goes into all of our units. Stop being selfish and inconsiderate. When you live in such close proximity of others, you cannot cook stinky food. Stop doing it. Management has been told.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. A little harsh.
That's harsh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whose side are you on? Are you on stinky food or are you on neighbor with the letter?
You know, I think I have to side with the stinky food people and just let people do what they want, because I feel like there's a super fine line. Like, everybody, you could think anything is stinky. Like, you guys think that my sweet potatoes
is stinky to me.
That's, like, delicious. And
no.
So what if people don't like the smell of McDonald's? Like, you know, you just never know. So I think everybody can eat what they want. Everybody's paying rent. Everybody... is paying, you know, to live their own lives.
AB, you live in an apartment complex. How do you feel about this? Is this a problem?
Yeah, I live in an apartment, and it's crazy to me that whatever they're cooking is like going next door and you can smell it, because nothing I'm doing in my apartment you can smell through the walls.
Do you know
maybe
that?
People just aren't complaining.
And I know that she might be lying, because AB the other day told me, Brett, my apartment smells so bad. She goes, it's disgusting.
That did happen.
I go, why? She goes, I don't know what's happening. She didn't know.
Maybe it was somebody
from
else's apartment seeping through my walls because I don't cook. But I think you can't be doing that at 5:30 in the morning. I think it's disrespectful. If it's literally waking people up, that's insane. If you're cooking really smelly foods,
maybe might just be a Karen, though.
Maybe do it once or twice a week and like make it in bulk and
prep.
Then just prep and then eat it outside on your balcony.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Like, no.
I kind of agree.
I'm paying rent. Rent is expensive. I don't want to be woken up every morning. That's not fair.
Do you think, though, you can complain about noise, Hannah? Since you think you can't complain about food smells?
I mean, I feel like that's a different type of complaint. See,
I don't think it is.
That's my thought process. So I lived in apartment complexes before, you know, bought my house and things like that. And I had a couple next door. They needed a hobby. They were always doing it. They were always making sex noises. And I was like, do you guys have Netflix? Do you need my password? Do you guys know what solitaire is in chess? Any games? But like, I never complained about noise. But if you're going to complain about noise or loud music or someone doing it or anything, you can't then complain about smell. If it affects other people, then you have a right to complain.
If it's a disruption that's happening over and over and over, I think you have the right to complain. If this just happened one time, you know what? Forget about it. Be kind, whatever. If this is happening every single day for this person, there's an issue.
Yes, but you need to be kind in your complaint.
You think?
Otherwise, it's going to get worse.
Exactly.
Don't make an end. Exactly. I feel like it opens the doors for all complaints. If you start complaining about the way my food smells, I'm going to start complaining about your dog and the way you park in the parking lot and your girlfriend that you have coming in and out of the door every day. Like, I will, that just opens.
Hannah will,
don't
too.
Don't give them a reason to complain.
Exactly. I will become the world's largest Karen if you complain about the way that my sweet potatoes and sausage smells.
It does smell terrible, guys.
It does.
I'm about to go heat it up.
And we complained.
Yes. Right.
And she has not done it again.
Yeah, that's true. She has not.
We've told management.
We actually did. We actually brought it up to management, Hannah.
I've started heating up different food. Wait till you guys see what I brought today.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Whose side are you on with this? If it comes to, like, being in an apartment complex, I just think there are different rules. Like, if you have your own home and you live in the country, you can blast music. You can do whatever you want. You can make stinky food. When it comes to cooking, do you have to be considerate of other people when you live in an apartment complex? Or you're like, it's my food. It's my place. I'm paying rent, like Hannah said, and I'll cook whatever I want to cook. 855-444-MEGA. Whose side are you on? 855-444-6342. Jumping on this convo. Can you complain about your neighbor's stinky food? Or is it their place, their responsibility? They can cook whatever they want. Especially when you live in an apartment complex, when these places of dwelling and homes are so close to each other. 855-444-MEGA. A couple is in an argument with their neighbor about who is in the right. You can cook whatever you want, or you need to be considerate of others. 855-444-6342. Couple said they received a letter from their neighbor. They're like, they're being ridiculous, right? It says, your stinky food woke me up again at 5:30 in the morning. This is 2 days in a row that you have cooked very stinky food in the morning. You've been cooking stinky food for months. It has made me nauseous. The stink goes into all our units. Stop being selfish and inconsiderate. When you live in such a close proximity with others, you cannot cook stinky food. Stop doing it. Management has been told. Hannah thinks, leave me be.
Let me be. I feel like it opens the door for so many other complaints. Everybody's paying rent. Let people do their own thing.
I feel like if you complain about noise, then you can complain about smells. If it affects you, it affects you. And so you got to pick and choose your battles. But if you're going to be the person who complains about noise, then you could be the person who complains about food.
We just got a text that actually claps back about the noise complaint thing. It says, I feel like a noise complaint is completely different from a smelly food complaint. There are usually policies or rules in a lease about noise ordinance or rules that they have about loud sounds after certain hours, but you never find anything policy-wise about food and what you're allowed to cook. It's one thing if it smells like trash or being dirty. I would complain about that because that's a hazard. But if I don't like the way somebody's food smells, I can just open my windows and air out my apartment or get some air fresheners when you don't like the scent.
That's why I knew someone was going to bring up this whole like noise, like policy stuff. That's why I brought up the couple that were always doing it with us, because it was just like bedroom to bedroom. As I was trying to fall asleep, I could hear them. It wasn't like they were blasting music throughout the whole entire unit, but because the proximity was so close, we could always hear them. Again, I didn't complain, but I couldn't fall asleep until they were done with their activities. I was like, come on, bro. Like, what's going on? Like, you know, so that's what I meant is like when you're just like so close, you just affect your neighbor. Not like, oh, I'm down by the pool and I'm having a jam session. do you have a right to complain about those people who are just doing what people do in their apartments?
I think you do, but I think you've got to be neighborly about it. Because maybe they don't realize it. As you said, that's just neighbor to neighbor.
Kevin, no one's going to listen to you if you're, like, too nice. Kevin, that's your biggest problem. No. Kevin's, like, so polite. Oh, can you please make less stinky food? Well, like, you got to let them know, man.
I would definitely not listen if someone was telling me, you cannot cook this.
Right.
Then every meal,
you're reactionary.
You best believe I'm cooking it. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Abby, what do you think? Do you think you can tell someone, hey, this food is too stinky for an apartment complex?
Definitely. You don't realize how stinky. I know exactly what they're talking about. You don't realize how stinky it is. I mean, it's nauseating, makes you sick. You walk by them, they smell that stinky food is all over their body.
It never goes away.
So what are these people eating?
Maybe they don't realize how stinky they are, but it's gross and it makes you really sick.
It's a great point, too.
That's the other thing, is I feel like you need to be kind about it, because they might honestly not know that their food smells that bad, and maybe it is like on their clothes and they're like, oh my gosh, have I smelled like this for years? And people have been thinking I'm this smelly person. So you don't want to hurt their feelings in that way, because they genuinely might not know.
I mean, I do think Hannah has a point where it's like, well, some foods are subjective to like, oh, if you like the smells or not. I just think, though, what Abby was saying was it makes you nauseous. It makes someone else sick. Then I think you have a right to speak up. The reason people complain about noise complaints is because it's affecting you. Like, hey, I can't fall asleep, so I have a right to speak up. And I do think that Hannah should stop making her stinky foods in the studio.
Yep.
That actually
not going to happen. Since you brought it up, I'm going to do it right now.
This is actually a complaint letter we wrote and let management know. Guys, the pictures on our Instagram page are so freaking funny. On the Brett Maga Show, you can see us dressed in our favorite reality TV shows, including Naked and Afraid, if you just go to the Brett Maga Show on Instagram. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Yesterday, we all were so nervous in the hashtag about Dolly Parton and her health, and I actually have a big update for you guys coming just next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I told you guys yesterday in the hashtag that hopefully the next time I would be giving you an update on Dolly Parton, that it would be a good one. And luckily, I do have a good update for you guys. So the past couple of days, everyone's kind of had this like anxious, heavy heart surrounding Dolly Parton, because her sister came out and was asking for prayers for Dolly as she was experiencing health issues. And that obviously like really, really scared us. We weren't hearing from Dolly herself. The only kind of like information or stuff we knew kind of seemed negative. So we were freaking out. But yesterday, Dolly must have been listening to the hashtag and heard that we wanted to hear from her herself, because she actually ended up sharing this message.
I know lately everybody thinks that I am sicker than I am. Do I look sick to you? I'm working hard here. Anyway, I wanted to put everybody's mind at ease, those of you that seem to be real concerned, which I appreciate. And I appreciate your prayers, because I'm a person of faith. I can always use the prayers for anything and everything. But I want you to know that I'm okay.
Gosh, I love Dolly. Yeah, I'm okay.
She's the best. She also shared that, like, she kind of, like, got a little real and raw and shared that when her husband passed away, she kind of stopped taking care of herself. She wasn't, you know, really doing a lot of things. So when she finally got back into the doctor was like, all right, we gotta fix you up. You weren't taking care of yourself. She did share that she's been getting treatments at Vanderbilt. She didn't share what those treatments were, but we do know that she's in active care with them right now.
I love Dolly so much. One, she is just like everyone's grandma, I feel like, including like my own kids. Yesterday, ironically enough, when we had that like scare about what was happening with Dolly, we receive a book from Dolly Parton every single month for both of my kids, because reading's so important to her. You could just sign up on their website, and she sends a book all the way to your kids like 5 years old. She sends a book a month for free. And so both of my kids get a book. We just signed up my newborn for it too. And I was like, man, when I got the book, I really thought, man, I hope Dolly's okay. And then news came out that Dolly was okay. I think her sister went like rogue. Like, why did her sister do what she did?
I think her sister just wanted press and attention.
Why? Yeah. Why? What was she thinking?
Yeah, I don't know how the holidays are going to go with the two of them coming up. That might be tea.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. 20% of us feel guilty doing this, but 70% of us do it anyways.
I'm going to say something I do every single day on my way home from work and to work. Run a red light.
You feel guilty, but you're going to end up doing it anyways,
yeah,
Kevin.
I was thinking that same thing, so I'll say when you take something from work.
Oh, like Hannah does that every day,
maybe
too.
Maybe a pen or maybe food from the commissary.
Hey,
not
what?
Pointed at anyone.
Yeah, you know a girl.
I'm going to say listening to something to fall asleep, like falling asleep with the TV on or something like that.
I don't do that. I don't do that.
Yeah, I always tell myself, no, I'm just going to go quietly into the night. And then, no, I have like 4 podcasts on at once.
It's not that. 20% of us feel guilty doing this. 70% of us do it anyways. 855-444-MEGA. If you think you can figure out what is something you feel guilty doing, but you end up doing it anyways, 855-444-6342. Text in your guesses. Give you the answer next.
Mega Minds.
All right. Give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. What do you feel guilty, but you're doing it anyways? 20% of us feel guilty doing this, but 70% of us will do it anyways.
Ooh, okay. Hattie texted in and said that we feel bad ignoring a phone call, but we do it anyway.
Ooh. Great one, yeah.
Me, every day. Augie texted in and said staying up past your bedtime.
Yeah. Like you're too late. You're like, oh, I was going to go to bed, but no. Regifting.
Oh, yeah.
We all feel like crap when we do it. Like, oh, man, AB bought
me
this.
I don't really feel that bad.
Well, you should. We bought it for you, and you gifted it away to somebody.
I feel bad.
We all know every gift we've ever given you,
You better not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys gave me that blanket as my, like, apartment housewarming gift, and I use it all the time.
Oh, I thought you gave it to someone else. I'm like, who did you give it to?
Think fast!
All right, let's see if anyone's brain is even working here on the Brett Maga Show. Something we do on the show is a game called Think Fast to see whose brain actually works. AB, whose brain does not work during these games, is the host of this game. She comes up with a question, and we all yell out the answer as soon as we can think of the answer. No one needs a buzz in. There's no hesitation. It's whatever answer pops in your head the fastest. You can play along with us in your car. It's myself versus Hannah and Kevin.
Okay.
All right.
That's
the
school
5.
Edition?
This is school edition.
Okay.
Because we're doing Homecoming Spirit Week. All these questions relate to our school days. So we got to get in that mindset. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bring yourselves back to school.
I'm really popular again. Cool. Now you guys don't think I'm cool. So
I'm hating this already.
Cool,
yeah. You would sit by yourself at the lunch table talking like that.
Shut up.
I have to go back to the 1800s. I'm in a one-room schoolhouse.
In a trailer.
No running water or AC.
We have a slate.
Nice, Kev.
Okay. First question. What is a lie that people tell their teachers?
I did my homework.
Oh, good one.
True.
It was good, yeah.
Except in my case, I always did. All right, 1 point to Brett. Number 2, what is something in Lost and Found that you wouldn't touch?
Pizza. A water bottle.
A retainer. Why would pizza be in a water?
Exactly. Would you touch it? No.
No. A retainer is the best answer. I might have came in last.
My pizza.
A water bottle? You don't know what infections are on that?
No, you just put that thing in the dishwasher and you're good to go. I would steal
Gross.
That right now.
I'm going with Kevin.
Thank you.
It's Think Fast, and he said it first.
I want you to drive around the city today and find a pizza in a Lost and Found place.
And if
you wouldn't touch it,
right.
I'd probably eat it, let's be real.
Yes! Oh, my God, I got screwed over. Pizza is not in Lost and Found.
All right, 1 point, Kev, 1 point, Brett.
This is bull. I'm protesting.
All right. Name your school bully.
Kevin.
You both said it.
I was thinking
he took my pizza and he put it in the Lost and Found.
Who said it first?
I believe Brett said it first.
Okay.
I said,
I just wanted to give it to Kevin. Okay, Brett has
you just
two.
What did you just say?
Nothing. Ooh, you didn't hear.
AB is the class bully.
Yeah, AB. That's who I should have submitted.
I didn't talk enough in school to bully people.
2-1-0. Hannah with 0 points. One more away from victory. Watch me dominate this.
All right. Who is someone you wouldn't want to bring to the homecoming dance?
Brett.
I am so...
Enough said.
No! I want an explanation. Why?
You can't dance.
True.
Whoa! This shirt's from ThinkFast.
You can't dance, script. And you'd be awkward taking pictures.
Yes,
before.
And you lost the pizza you guys are going to have for lunch.
Yeah.
Wow, just turned into a roast. 2-1-1. Couple of bullies over here. Mm-hmm. Kevin and Hannah.
I don't even know what number question we're on anymore. Who even got that? You really said it.
We gave
okay.
it to Hannah.
Okay.
2-1-1.
Kevin's giving that one to Hannah.
I am. I'm very courteous today.
Okay. Where is somewhere you'd never want to go on a field trip?
The kitchen.
I don't even care anymore.
The kitchen.
Oh my gosh, a haunted house.
That's a good answer.
Okay. I mean, who won? I don't.
Me!
No. It was,
I give up.
It was a tie, and you know what? I don't even care because that was mean. You guys are bullies.